Elishu Chelek Beis Tav Chavtes, Perek 16, the 16th chapter, HaAvoidah HaMaasis B'Chodesh Elul, Practical Avoidah, Preparation in Elul. Chodesh Elul Hu Zman HaHachana L'Reish HaShana L'Yom Kippurim. This entire month is a time of preparation for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. HaHachana L'Yom Kippurim Yateshuvah L'Chol Klaleh Ufreteh Kashi Yivu'ar Be'ezras Hashem B'Fekat Teshuvah. So preparation for Yom Kippur is Tshuva in all of its broad principles and details, as will be explained later on in Perkat Teshuvah that's coming up. Beferek ze na'asok ba'achana le'Rosh Hashanah. In this chapter, we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Ve'itztarchu haroitzim ba'achana shlema. Those who wish to prepare fully will need to likboya shnei vadim makbilim. They need to have two parallel ve'adim. Ha'echad li'iskona le'Rosh Hashanah v'ashili yom kippurim. One to deal with this chapter, preparation for Shana, and one to deal with Yom Kippurim, which is chapter 17 later on. The first vad, Kvar amarnu ki Rosh Hashanah Yom Hizchadshus Malchusei Zborach Boilam. We've already said this. Rosh Hashanah is the day when Hashem's kingship over the world is renewed. Berosh Hashanah anu meitzim es atzmenu beolam mechudash. In Rosh Hashanah, we find ourselves in a renewed world. We coronate the Creator as King. How do we prepare for this coronation? Let's examine. Where do we have every single day the concept, the mitzvah of accepting upon ourselves the rule of heaven? That's what Kiryas Shema is. Nimtza ki zeh ha'makom harishon lahachana. What emerges is that this is the first place for preparation. La'asis avoida rabba mikiryas shema. To make a big avoida of kiryas shema. That's a preparation. Kitzad mislamdim lekabel ol machus shemaim kiryas shema. How, in practice, how we train ourselves to receive ol machus shemaim in kiryas shema, hisbarer be'ezras Hashem b'fek ha'shlishi. We explain this in the third chapter. If a person is ready, practice this previously, should do chazara in Elul. A person has not yet made an avoid of the Shema, should practice this in Elul to the extent that he is capable. There, in the third chapter, we explain it in great detail. Uv Elul hazman katzar v'melacha merubah. In Elul, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos puts it, time is short, there's much to accomplish. Vaad sheni, kol ha-tefilis v'Rosh Hashanah, sevevois es gilui malchusei zborach b'olam b'moise Mashiach. All the tefilis in Rosh Hashanah revolve around the idea of Hashem revealing his kingship over the world when the time comes in b'moise Mashiach. V'yeshanu liskinen lis'avois ulis'ga'ageh lis'galus zeis. We have to prepare to desire this, to nurture, to cultivate this idea within us, to desire it, to look forward to it, to pine for it, to yearn for it, this revelation. Gam lazeh hinenu motzim makom ba'avodah yomyomis shelanu. We find room for this too in our day-to-day avodah. Hare amru b'shabes kufites amud beis, Chazal tell us, Omar Yish Lakish, kol ha'ine amen yehei shemei rabah b'chol koichoi, po'yisachin lo sha'ari gan eden. A person recites Amen Yehi Shemei Rabah in the Kaddish with all his strength, the gates of Gan Eden open for him. Shneimar, he quotes a pasuk, Pischu Sharim Ve'avoy Goy Tzedik Shemei Emunim. Open the gates, let the righteous nation, the nation that is Shemer Emunim, that remains faithful, enter. Al Tikrei Shemer Emunim, don't read it only on that level. Ela Shemerim Omein, Shemer Emunim, Shemerim Omein. That's the drosh over here. So those who say Omein, all the gates open. Bechol koyechoy, what does it mean that a person is to say it with all koyechoy? Haynu bechol kavanasoy, with one's entire concentration, vegam bekoil ram, and loudly. Rashi and Tosfos explained it there in Shabbos. Zoy tefillah, what is it? Yehei shmei rabah, what is that? It's a tefillah sheyesh shemoy hagadoy lizborach mevoirach. We asking, yearning, that Hashem's great name should be full, asher kol oid she'amalek kayam, as long as Amalek exists, Ein Hashem Maleh V'Nakiseh Shalem. Hashem's name is not full. His throne is not complete. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Amar Achrei Milchemes Amalek. After the war with Amalek, at the end of Parashas Beshalach, the pasuk says Ki Yad Al Keis Yah Milchama Hashem BaAmalek Midor Dor. So the word Keis not Kisei, and Hashem's shortened name. Lo yama yad al Kisei Hashem. He didn't use the full terminology. Ki be'oid koyachara nimtza bo'ilam. As long as any force of evil exists in the world, ein malchus shamayim giluyam. Malchus shamayim is not revealed. Loi bahasaga sheyeshem, not as far as our perception of Hashem. So that's why instead of Hashem's full name, we have a short name. That's perception, hasaga. Veloi behashgacha sheyakise, nor is Hashem's hashgacha fully open and revealed. That's connoted by the fact that instead of saying kisei, Moshe said case. Al ze anu mispalelim bakadish sheyesh shemo yisborach shalem. We daven in the Kaddish, when we say those words, that his name should be full. That's the one, that's the hasaga aspect. Veshetehi hashpa'asoi gdola v'eleches b'chol o'ilam o'is. And Hashem's influences, outpouring, should grow in all worlds. That's the hashkacha aspect of kisei. Le'oimkah shel tefila ze yefshal l'aredes b'refyoin. To descend into the depth of this tefila, one can't do it with weakness. Hidoreshes kol kavanas alev. It requires one's entire concentration. Ve'gam oifen amirasa. And the manner of saying it has to be in a storm of, it has to be loud, like Russian testers explain. When a person trains himself in this and practices this, as Resh Lakish tells us, the gates of Gan Eden open for him, over there in Shabbos, he's medayek. From the terminology, all the gates of Gan Eden then open. Nowadays, Gan Eden is so close to us, it is so blocked from our view. Even if a person is mekadesh himself very much, so that all of his physical needs are done l'shem shamayim, einu yachol yos batuach, cannot be quite certain. Ulai bechol zos hana'as aguf tofeses eslo makom. Perhaps still is motivated to some extent by the basic pleasures of the body. Ve'hata'anug ha'amiti v'aydun ha'gadol. Of course, the author is taking this from the Ramchal, the famous words of Ramchal. The great pleasure, the real pleasure and delight, shehu inyan Gan Eden, which is, of course, the concept of Gan Eden, mimeno lal, is not really there. And he may be trying, but he's not quite managing to penetrate the concept of doing for the sake of l'shem shamayim. V'ine hir'u lanu chazal kan makoim. So chazal here show us a place, they show us a strategy. Lifroitz haderech lifsichas shari Gan Eden. To burst through, to make a breakthrough, to open the gates of Gan Eden. Shenuchal l'chol ha'pachos l'kabel hasaga miderech eitz ha'chayim shel machush shamayim gilu gamur. So that at least we can get a concept of this path, derech eitz ha'chayim, of Malchus Shemaim when it is completely revealed. This is Zoy Anias Omein Yehei Shmer Rabam. That's the breakthrough. That's what Chazal are teaching us over here. Gam Bazeh Nislamed L'chol HaPachos Pahamayim V'chol Yom. So in this too, we should practice at the very least twice every day. Bekadish Lifnei Baruchu B'boiker. The Kaddish before Baruchu in the morning. Uvekadish Lifnei Shmoneh Esa B'erev. In the evening before the Amidah. Ve'ulai gam b'kaddish lifnei ha-shmoneh esrei shel mincha. Possibly also the kaddish before the amida of mincha. Ad kan.